That's back-to-back Junko on the Magic Morning Show. It's Magic 104, today's hits. That was Into the Eye. Before that, we heard Take a Picture, both songs from the new album, courtesy of Junko, called Red Run Wild. You can learn all about it at junkoband.com. Make sure you follow Junko on social media. And I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show, we have Bobby Sheehan of Junko. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, Gino.
Thank you so much for, first off, playing all this great music for us. That is fantastic. I don't know how it sounded through the phone, but nonetheless, here you are on the radio.
Well, thank you for playing it.
Yeah, no, of course.
It doesn't do us any good if no one can hear it.
Yes, so. Yes, I know. We had a big thing planned, you and I. We were going to have you guys come back in the studio and do a little acoustic performance and all that. It was all said and done. And then, unfortunately, you know what happened. Things went down.
Yeah.
So we have to do it the best we can here. But I'm happy that you were able to take some time and give us a call. How are things over there when it comes to the family and health and all of that? Everybody doing okay?
Yeah, we're good. My wife and I are expecting baby number one in early June,
so
that's added a whole other layer of craziness.
Yeah,
to it,
a whole other level.
We're good.
Excellent. Well, good. I'm happy to hear that. And congratulations on that. That must be something great. And I'm sure a whole other inspiration when it comes to writing music.
Yeah.
A whole new, another feeling of life, that's for sure. So let's talk about the new album real quick. It's Red Run Wild. Let's start right there. Why is that the title of the album, and what's it all about?
You know, it doesn't really have too much meaning behind it, other than there's a lyric in one of the songs, In Greater Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fourth track, I believe, and that is one of the lyrics in the chorus. I liked the sound of it. The rest of the band liked the sound of it. Our other two studio releases have had very lengthy titles, so we figured that we should probably put something out with a short title. So I don't know. We thought it sounded cool.
Yeah, sure. So. Something short and sweet. Does have a nice ring to it with the Red Run Wild. You've mentioned this is third project out. How long has Junko been together as a group?
Officially, we started playing in 2012.
Okay.
But we've had some lineup changes over the years. Alex, our drummer, joined in 2013. I've been playing with Dan and Jeremy. Jeremy's our guitarist. Dan's our oboist/saxophonist.
Sure.
I've been playing with them since high school. I grew up with them. So they were there at the very beginning.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can only imagine that in the beginning anyway, that was never a thought, or maybe it was. I've never thought that you'd be able to do three projects in, actually releasing albums and all of that. That's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to keep writing music and see what happens, and yeah.
Excellent. And when it comes to writing music, I was looking at the album here. You guys should record it. Bobby and I, if people don't know, we're actually from the same college. We're college alumni from Nescom Studios up in Bangor, Maine, from our old stomping grounds. So that must have been nice to kind of go up to Bangor and be able to record with all the equipment that they have. And what was that experience like, recording the new album?
Yeah, it was awesome. They were very kind to let us use the space. I hadn't been there since I graduated in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the audio engineering program there, and when we graduated, they had mentioned, you know, if you happen to want to use the studio down the road, you're welcome to. And that kind of popped into my head as we were beginning to put this together. So they were very generous, and we went up there for a weekend and tracked most of the album there, and then we kind of added stuff. I have
sure.
a little studio at home, so.
Yeah, no, it sounds...
But most of it was done there.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And when it comes to the mastering of the record, and actually I didn't know this, but Roy actually brought it to my attention, Gateway Mastering out of Portland. They've worked with some of the greatest. There's a Grammy winners over there, and you were able to get it mastered with that studio. That's pretty fantastic as well.
Yeah, Adam did the mastering for the album. It added such a difference. Being able to A/B compare what I sent him, because I did the mixing, and then to hear his touches on it was a pretty surreal experience.
I bet. Now, when it comes to the coronavirus and everything that's broken out, obviously you guys can't get out there and perform. As I mentioned, you were going to have a big CD release party at the Stone Mountain Arts Center, and I'm sure once things get back to normal, you'll be over there again. And a bunch of venues across the valley, Red Park, a pub comes to mind. You guys perform there often, and a bunch of different places. You guys have been through it all. But when it comes to your act, I always like, when it comes to Junko, you guys bring in instruments that you may not see on a regular basis. In fact, for example, when you guys came in here last couple summers ago, you came in here and you did some songs for us, you actually ended up bringing a banjo, which is pretty awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys did Imagine Dragons, but with a banjo. It was just a great thing to see. And then you mentioned Dan plays the oboe, you get the saxophone. I know that there's an organ thrown into the songs and all of that. It must be really cool to experiment with all of those different instruments.
Yeah, and it's gotten even more experimental, more comfortable we've gotten together, so that's fun. I mean, it's fun just to play music, but to be able to keep things new and exciting for us makes it that much more exciting, I hope, for people listening on the other side.
Absolutely. Have you guys dabbled a little bit when it comes to doing live streams? I know that's big right now, especially for local artists. As we mentioned, you can't get out there and perform necessarily, but I know that a different bunch of different groups, or even now, a lot of people are being forced to kind of go solo since we're practicing the social distancing. Have we dabbled in that at all?
Yeah, I did a solo live stream on the Junko page maybe a few weeks ago, and Jeremy's been doing solo live streams on his music page every Thursday.
Okay.
We've talked about putting something together with the band. It's just a matter of figuring out the logistics. But we're hoping to put something together soon. We are working on a collaboration video right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, no, definitely something. And of course, that social distancing is really what puts the the wrench in the plans when it comes to trying to do a collaboration. But I wasn't sure if you guys were dabbling, because I know a lot of the local artists are out there. And Bob, you've seen it firsthand. You're one of those people. When this came down and the restaurants had to shut down and the concert venues and so on, it hurt everybody's pocketbook for a moment or five. And now we are trying to support them as much as possible by, again, doing segments like this. And of course, when people do that, they can always reach out to respective websites for all the local acts, including JunkoBand.com, to help out as much as possible.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Gino. It's as you mentioned, everyone's feeling this one way or another, so we just gotta stick together and
we'll get through it. Yeah, absolutely. We'll get through it. So it's just as important to support local music as it is to support the local stores, the local restaurants. We want to support local. It is the lifeblood of the Mount Washington Valley. And hopefully we'll be able to see you guys soon out and about and promoting this brand new album. Again, it's Red Run Wild. It's Bobby Sheehan on the phone, lead singer. Then you got Jeremy Holden, Alex Ouellette, Dan Stackhouse, Clifford Cameron, and a bunch of other musicians that were joining in on certain tracks. Red Run Wild, and you can get all the details at JunkoBand.com. Bobby, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. We're going to play one more song from Junko right after the commercial break here. It's about a 90-second break, and then we'll come back with a song called A Nostrum. This is, dare I say, the single of the album, Bobby? Is that fair to say? I know it's one of my favorite songs of the album. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, this is the first track that we released, and it's funny because when we started recording it, it had a completely different sound. Like rhythm wise, and just it grew a lot, so it was kind of a fun process, and kind of a different sound for us as well, I think. So you could say it's the single.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. All right, we'll be playing that after the break. Bobby, I appreciate the time. Good luck with everything when it comes to the baby, when it comes to the health, and hopefully we'll see you next time in studio. Okay.
Thank you very much, Gino. Take care.
Not a problem. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104. Junko's up next.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.